96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You may be single now, but do you want to be? Are you looking for the love of your life? Or maybe you would just love to like somebody in 2014. Or does this new year bring new challenges and options for success and love? Maybe, but how do you get what you want when it comes to dating in 2014? Well, my guests may have the answer. I'm in studio with Dr. Roslyn Acker-Black, also known as Dr. Roz, and from MarriageExposed.com, and relationship commentator Kelly Rasan. If you want to be part of this conversation, and I know this is one of your favorite topics, and everybody wants to chime in, so you're welcome to do so, give me a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher, or you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Dr. Roz, Rasan, thank you both for coming in. I appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
Okay, so let's get right to it. Ladies first, 2014, what's different this year when compared to years past? Dr. Roz, what are singles looking for this year?
Well, I think people are over the whole idea of, you know, let me wait for it to happen. And I think people are actually getting out there and making it happen.
Really?
I would hope so.
Okay, What's the change? Was it just the really cold, snuggle weather that we've had recently?
It could be.
Yeah, cuffing season. Yeah. They call it.
Yeah, cuffing season, boot up, the whole bit. Okay, so how do you make it happen, Rasan? And let's speak about the guys from your perspective, because I know we've got a lot of ladies out there that want to hear a man's perspective. So first of all, do men want to make it happen?
Depends on what kind of man you are, man.
I guess it depends on what it is.
And yeah, because if you're talking marriage and long-term relationship, we getting out of that weather. You know what I mean? So it's probably a bad time to find a guy right now and try to get them to settle down because it's starting to get hot. You know, they're talking about 50 degrees. That's about it right there. 50, 55, it starts getting crazy. So, But I tell you what, with most people, I think that you got to be a little aggressive. You know what I mean? Like, things have changed out there. That whole sit back and wait for it to happen, especially women. If you wait for a guy to get smart and come over to you, you might miss out. Like, you got to really go out there and give them your intentions and say, hey, I like you. What's that Elvana, Not Tonight?
What?
That song, the Elvana song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
like,
yes.
Not Tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do that. You got to go up to the guy and say, hey, I think you're hot.
Really? But hold on, because I know a lot of guys, okay, and Roz is already saying no, because a lot of men will probably not like that kind of aggressive move by a woman. And not to mention, when you mentioned the whole, you know, 50 degree thing, you know, I can see two women sitting there talking and she says to one, well, how does he feel about me? Well, I guess it really depends on the weather. You really don't want
that. No, I'm not.
Okay, so what's wrong with a woman just walking up and saying, I think you're hot?
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't think anything really is wrong with that if that's her personality. But if that's not someone's personality, I think in terms of becoming more aggressive, I think women need to be more visible. You can't sit at home on your couch and think that, you know, your suitor is going to come knock on your door and say, hey, let's go out on a date. That's not going to happen. If somebody, some random person just showed up at your house, that might freak you out. So you don't want that to happen anyway. But you have to be visible and you have to be smarter about how you're dating. You have to go to things, like if you're going to the club and that's how you're primarily meeting people.
Bad move.
Yeah, because you're seeing the same people week out, you know, if you're going every week. So you got to, what are your other interests? And whatever your other interests are, that's where you need to go and be more visible in those interests, because then you're going to find someone that, you know, has the same, share the same interests with you.
Rahsaan, is it difficult for men and women, in your opinion, to really think, I'm going to use a cliche, think way outside of the box? That means dropping the club, not looking at the second pew at the Baptist church where Sister Johnson is. I mean, really trying to spread your wings and stretch out. How do you get people to do that?
Yeah, you know, you got to be real comfortable with yourself, man. And if you don't have that, I hate this word, swag. I want it to die. But if you don't have swag, like, you're not going to meet a woman at the ATM machine. You know what I mean? Just when you're out, you know, while you're ordering chicken or something like that, and just walk up on her, because you just don't have that presence to and that charisma to get her involved. You know what I mean? The club is easy for guys because it's just alcohol involved. And that's how you end up with those alcohol-related incidents. You know what I mean?
Oh, dear, we don't want that.
Yeah, you know, they never turn out right. You know what I mean? Then you don't even know what the person looked like because they got that 20-watt light bulb and they look good under 20-watt and the strobes, and then you go pick them up and you'd be like, this the same girl? Not really. You know, I'm saying, like, I don't remember. Did you always have that? You know what I mean? Like, so it throws you off. But, I mean, in general, like, guys like to meet women outside of those areas. It's always a feel-good moment.
Why is that?
Because you feel like you didn't get the fast girl. You know, when you meet a woman at the club, it's always like, did I catch her on a good day, or is she always here? You know what I mean? So you don't want that to be a problem. And that in the back of your head. Every time you go out, somebody's giving her a hug. Say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. You stop coming to the club. You're like, oh, I got that girl. But when you catch that same woman, you know, just out at McDonald's, you don't catch, you know what I mean? You don't see that part of her. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody likes to go out, but you didn't see her out there dancing to that particular song in a particular way. You know what I mean? So guys like that woman. You know what I mean? It's hard to meet a woman at the club and take her really seriously.
Interesting. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about 2014. Dating, is it a new year providing new challenges and options? Well, let's see what Bernard from Washington has to say. Bernard, what's on your mind?
Yes, I met my young lady about 4 years ago. And I would like to marry her someday, but right now I'm trying to get myself together. We're trying to get ourselves.
Oops, I think we lost Bernard. That's unfortunate. But Bernard makes an interesting point, which brings me back to another question. You know, and we hear this all the time, Dr. Raz, about, you know, nowadays women are better educated. They make more money. They have their own everything.
Mm-hmm,
okay. Mm-hmm. And Bernard just said he's trying to get himself together. Does that present a particular dilemma for women who are better educated or highly educated, not just better, but highly educated, like, you know, they have a doctor in front of their name, mm-hmm. when they can't find a suitable mate? What do they do?
Well, I think it does bring about a source of frustration. Because you probably do want to meet someone that matches your academic status. But I think that's where we also limit ourselves, because you need to have more options. You need to be open to options, because just because that other person, so you have a doctor and he has a doctor, doesn't mean it's still going to be a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you should open yourself to all possibilities. Now, you know, I have to say, here in the D.C. area, the homeless men are very bold. So I'm not, I'm not saying, you know, like, you know, take in the next homeless man. Mm-hmm. But I am saying, you know, just be open to other careers, open to someone that may, you know, have gone to trade school, or someone that may be a plumber, or, you know, those type of jobs, because that does not mean that person does not have the qualities to have a great relationship with.
I'm going to come back to you, Rahsaan, in just a bit, but I need to take a break, and then we're going to go back to the phone lines as well. We're talking about dating 2014. What are the challenges, and what are the new options for finding the love of your life, or at least finding somebody you like? We'll be back in just a moment.
Single lady, oh, single lady. Now put your hands up. Oh, in a club, just
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about dating 2014, new options and challenges for singles. My guests are Dr. Rosalind Acker-Black, Dr. Roz from MarriageExposed.com, and relationship commentator Kelly Rasan. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Before I go back to the phone lines, Rasan, I wanted to pick up on that same issue that I was talking to Dr. Roz about, which is it difficult to date a woman who is making considerably more money than you, who has a much more extensive education, who's been considerably more exposed and with broader horizons than you? How do you feel about that? Would you be uncomfortable with that, or is that something you can roll with?
I'm good with it. As long as the woman is cool with still playing a role in the relationship, then I think that's where a big problem is. Like, women make money and then they want to make all the decisions too, and then you break up that family dynamic. You know what I mean? It still has to be, I'm the man in the house, I'm the woman in the house. I know things have changed. Everybody's working, so a lot of the decisions are more 50-50 now. We got to talk about it, but there's still things that men would like women to do and women would like men to do. You know what I mean? Nowadays, I find that women tell men when it's okay to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's always about 50-50, 50-50. We talking. I do this, you do that. And then when it's time to step up and be a man, oh, why didn't you take care of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's cool. I can do this now. And then when I try to be the man on another thing, you didn't give me the opportunity to just jump out on. Now it's like, why didn't you talk to me about that first?
Gosh, wow, that's heavy. I wish I could take a picture of Dr. Roz's face right now, man. Let me go to the phone lines and let her cool out. Woo. Tracy, calling from Silver Spring. Tracy, thanks for calling. Save me.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind? Hi, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. Well, I totally agree that a man should be a man and a woman should allow a man to be the man of the household and should not look down on a man if he has, say, a lower education or makes less money than she does. But I'm originally from Atlanta. Mm. And when I moved to the D.C. area, guys, you have it totally reversed. It was the men that came up to me. In Atlanta, people come up to you and say, who's your pastor? What church do you go to? And then in the D.C. area, it's, okay, what federal agency do you work for? What's your grade? What do you do? I want it to be like, well, my name is Tracy, and my sign is this. I'm from here. So I got that from the men. And I do have a doctorate, a PhD, and I just wanted to get to know the person, but that was the first thing they were asking.
So how's that working for you? So, I mean, do you have someone that you're dating? How's the dating thing going for you?
So, okay, and that's the other thing. So men do approach me, but typically it's not the men that I really like. So I started to put myself out there more and tried to approach the men, but totally it was a disaster. It really didn't work out for me.
Well, hold that point. I want to hear your story, but I need to take another break. Can you stay with me, Tracy?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. This is going to be good. If you are on the phone, and that includes Tracy, stay with me. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on dating 2014 in just a bit. Don't hang up. We'll be back in just a minute.